It's time for Real Estate Roundup. This is the time every single week we get together with noted real estate agent Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in not-so-sunny Boca Raton, Florida these days. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
You know, there's a lot of political talk going on now. We're trying to figure out what the Republicans have in store. And one of the things that they're talking about, even though it's really just bullet points at this point, is a tax overhaul. And some of that relates to home ownership. Tell us about that.
Well, Trump's plan is to raise the standard deduction to $24,000. Right now, it's $12,600 for a married couple filing jointly. So what would happen is the only deductions for mortgages and charitable donations would be allowed. Deductions for state and local taxes, including property taxes and other write-offs, would be eliminated.
Yeah, so right now you can write off your mortgage interest
right up
to a certain level. And you can then deduct your state and local taxes because, you know, the government's not allowed to double tax you.
That's right.
So you get the deduction for that. Now, I guess they decided they can double tax you. So they want to eliminate the deductions for state and local taxes. Well, now some people pay an awful lot in local taxes.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So as far as the real estate industry, this is alarming to them.
Mm-hmm.
They say that they would be losing what they would consider an important incentive for homebuyers, the prospect of receiving a mortgage deduction on their taxes. If you speak to people in the real estate industry, that is a selling point as to why people consider taking out a home is they get this deduction.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at taking a mortgage out at 4%, and just to round it off, you're in a 30% tax bracket. So, you know, basically after tax, it's 1.2% less. So you're really at 2.8% is your net interest rate cost on that. So that's a part of the calculation. What is it really costing you to have this 4% mortgage?
Right. And honestly, this deduction has been there forever. So the real estate industry is fighting hard to see that this is protected.
Well, they're throwing up alarms saying that home prices will plummet. I mean, do you really buy that?
You know, we all have our opinions. I'm not an economist and I'm not a lawyer or an accountant. I'm just a real estate agent with an opinion.
Okay.
And my personal opinion is based on what I see and what people say to me. I don't have buyers come racing into my office saying, I want to buy a house because I can have a deduction. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a benefit. Mm-hmm. I think people buy homes for pride of ownership. They buy homes to have a roof over their head. They buy homes because they want to live in a stable area and have a stable lifestyle and not be in a rental situation where it's more transient and, you know, you're constantly having to move or your rent's constantly being raised.
Mm-hmm.
It's a forced savings account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you're building equity.
You're building equity in your mm-hmm. home. I think those are really, from what I see, in my opinion, strong reasons for home ownership. Certainly, it's a great incentive to have the deductions. I would love to see the deductions remain. But I don't think it's, you know, the end all be all.
Yeah, I think it's going to generally affect those who with higher incomes, those who can itemize their tax deductions and so on. So it's probably not going to have that much effect on the middle class.
On
the average person.
Right. It's really a higher end.
But if you live on the ocean or, you know, in a high price community and you're paying a lot in taxes, yeah, it's going to hurt you. But then you've got more money to pay for it. So.
Well, exactly. And if you're in a multi-million dollar home, let's say you're in a $20 million home on the ocean, first of all, most people pay cash for them. But secondly, mm-hmm. the deduction right now is only, I think, up to $1.1 million anyway.
Right.
So that's not much of an incentive for them.
Well, I think the real estate taxes, the other taxes, they're pretty high.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. They pay, many people pay in real estate taxes what most people earn on an average salary.
That's correct.
Yeah, so it's an awful lot of money. All right, so also in, you know, your real estate survival guide, you say homebuyers, how to win the down payment challenge. What are you talking about there?
Well, what I'm talking about is the hardest thing for someone to buy a home is actually acquiring the down payment. Assuming you've got a good job, you've got a good income, you can afford the mortgage payment, but you have to have that down payment.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you need to do to get the down payment? And depending on where you are in your life, but if you're a renter, you know, what you should do is start saving money, maybe open up a separate bank account
mm-hmm.
and put a little bit of money each month away towards that down payment, because you can actually buy a house with 3% down.
Wow.
So it's not a whole lot of money, but The challenge right now for a lot of people, Steve, is we say put 3% down, but the prices of homes are rising. So yeah, that 3% is also constantly rising.
So, you know, on a $300,000 house, it's $9,000 or $10,000. That's your goal there.
Correct. Well, and then you need money for your closing costs. So yeah, it's going to be, you know, plus.
Mm-hmm. So 12 something or 15, right? So that's a number to shoot for if your desire in the next year, year and a half is to buy a home. That's what you got to put aside.
Right. So, you know, start as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Put aside, you know, a little bit each month, open up a separate account, factor in the closing costs, other things that you can do. And a lot of people don't know about this option, Steve. There's a company that they're like lending you the money, if you will.
No. They're actually not lending it to you.
Well, it's not really, it feels like a loan, but it's not.
Well, that's right. You don't have to pay interest on it. They'll give you up to half of the 20% down payment. And then in exchange, they'll take a percentage of the profits when you sell it in the future. Did I get that right?
Right. They get a 35% share of the gain.
Mm-hmm. Or loss.
Or loss, right. It's a company called Unison out of San Francisco. It's a new program. It sounds pretty neat. I kind of want to look into it.
Yeah.
Where they're investing in your house. And they're gambling that over time, the home value will go up and they're going to get a 35% return on that gain.
Very, very interesting. We're running out of time, but I want to get into this news report here that Zillow just announced a $1 million prize, a contest to developers, software developers, to improve their home estimate tool.
Yes, and they need to, because as a realtor, all we ever hear about is Zillow says my home is worth.
Yeah.
There's a lot of mistakes in the Zillow estimate. Zillow cannot, and Redfin and anyone else who has estimate tools, can't figure out what your home is worth. There's too many variables involved. We talked about it earlier. For example, if you're in an area, a neighborhood with just a few homes, it's hard for them to come up with what your home is worth. If you're in an area where you're adjacent to a more expensive neighborhood, let's say you live in a $400,000 house, but you have a $2 million neighborhood, Zillow's taking into consideration the neighboring neighborhood. Mm-hmm. It's doing a geographic area.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of inaccurate information. It is a good tool to look at to see what the trends are mm-hmm. for the area,
yeah,
to look at what actual sales are in the area. But at this point, these tools cannot tell you what your home is.
Yeah, so it's very important for everybody to be aware that it's really an estimate. You know, depending upon the neighborhood, there's a lot of variables, so don't count
on that
estimate.
Condition of the house. It doesn't know
the difference
between a dump or a completely renovated,
exactly,
over-improved house.
Exactly. I've been saying that for years, you know.
It doesn't know.
It
doesn't know. It can't take into consideration other people's tastes.
My guest, as always, is Terry Story. Terry is a 28-year veteran with Coldwell Banker located in Boca Raton, Florida, and she can be found at terrystory.com. Thanks, Terry.
Thanks for having me, Steve.